couldn't help but notice how warm she was, her body curled against my chest. Once inside, I made my way to the couch, intending to lay her down there before moving her to the bedroom. But as I bent to set her down, Melissa's eyes fluttered open. For a moment, I froze, captivated by her gaze. Her eyes seemed darker than usual, drawing me in like a magnet. Before I could process what was happening, Melissa's lips were on mine. The kiss ignited something primal within me. A fire spread from my lips throughout my body, consuming every rational thought. Melissa tasted like lilacs and jasmine, with a hint of brandy, an intoxicating combination that left me dizzy with desire. I lowered her onto the couch, never breaking the kiss, and covered her body with mine. Melissa's arms wrapped around my neck, her legs encircling my hips. The heat between us was palpable, unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. I'd been with my fair share of women, but none of them had affected me like this. The desire I felt for Melissa was all-consuming, threatening to overwhelm me completely. I could feel her moving beneath me, her hips grinding against mine in a maddening rhythm. I gripped her waist, steadying her, unsure if I wanted to encourage or stop this progression. Melissa's hands moved from my neck to my chest, her fingers nimbly unbuttoning my shirt. Despite the conflict raging in my mind, I couldn't bring myself to stop her. I'd wanted this since the moment I'd first laid eyes on her, even if I'd never admitted it to myself. The sound of my belt buckle being undone snapped me back to reality. I broke the kiss, trailing my lips along her jaw instead.